Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ozzie Virgil. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The left fielder, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Bilko. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Coot Veal. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The left fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fourth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Earl Wilson. And now, play ball. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash takes first base on ball four. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Button moves to second. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up towards third. Virgil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby strikes out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Malzone. The throw from Chiti and he is out, Bowling applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 1 in the game. Virgil strikes out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton strikes out. 1 out. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cash strikes out. 1 out. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilko is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy strikes out. 1 out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 1 in the game. Nixon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 0 for 1 in the game. Chee-Tee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 1 in the game. Bunning hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bunning fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cash. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0 for 1 in the game. Tasby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Runnels moves to third. Two outs. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0 for 2 in the game. Virgil hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Kaline reaches second base with a double. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cash is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0 for 2 in the game. Bilko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Button hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0 for 2 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cash. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Wilson moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz is walked intentionally. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiti hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Runnels hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cash. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-2 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. Two outs. Earl Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cash. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Button is hit by the pitch. Pumpsy Green pinch runs for Don Button. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hardy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cash. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. Green moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing shortstop. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-3 in the game. Virgil hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a line drive into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko is 0-for-3 in the game. Bilko hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby. Bilko reaches second base with a double. Kaline goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Hank Foyle's pinch runs for Steve Bilko. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Norm Cash now playing first base. Sandy Amoros now playing left field. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-3 in the game. Nixon strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-3 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Amoros. Tasby reaches second base with a double. Runnels moves to third. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Clinton hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Tigers, 2, Red Sox, 2. Eddie Yost pinch hits for Harry Chiti. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Billy Muffet now pitching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for Coot Veal. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-3 in the game. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 0-for-4 in the game. Virgil hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Yost moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Muffet fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Yost now playing third base. Lou Berberet now catching. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Ted Williams pinch hits for Billy Muffet. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hardy hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Sturdivant now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros bunts towards first. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Nixon for a passed ball. Cash moves to second. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-4 in the game. Bowling hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Nixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Colavito hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-4 in the game. Nixon bunts towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Brewer moves to second. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Fernandez. Brewer scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.